I didn't know if that happened here or not.
Yes. Oh, yes, it has.
Well, how did you people buy flour then?
A big sack like this. I don't know, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, I don't know. Big sacks of flour. We had a flour bin in the kitchen that it was kept in.
How did the stores buy it? Did you ever see?
In sacks like that.
Did you ever see those big wooden things?
No.
What about molasses or something like that, a meal?
Well, we bought molasses in gallon buckets.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Wooden or?
No, tin buckets, 10-gallon buckets.
And what about something that you want a lot of? Did you ever buy a big bear?
No, we never bought a barrel of anything as well as I remember. We used to buy bananas by the bunch. You'd ever see bananas in a bunch, I don't guess, did you?
No.
They used to come in. They'd come in on the railroad up there, and my father would, whenever they came in, he'd always bring a bunch, a whole bunch of bananas. We'd hang them back there in that back closet because it was dark back then. They wouldn't ripen too fast. We bought bananas by the bunch always.
By the bunch?
Yeah, we were banana eating.
Of
course, they don't ship them that way anymore. Now they're shipped in boxes, separated. But they used to come in here by the bunch.
Well, in the store, if you bought molasses or something?
Yeah, in a tin bucket, a gallon. That's the only way I remember buying any.
Would that be on the shelves, or would they have it, would they have it out on the floor?
Probably on the floor, I don't remember.
What would you call that large quantity of it out on the floor? You said that's a big...
batch? I don't know.
Would you have ever heard that called a stand, or display, or something like that?
No.
Well, do you have something in your kitchen now that if you want to pour something, like out of a cup into a bottle with a small mouth?
Wow.
And what about, you said you bought the flour what kind of sack?
Just a flour sack.
Well,
had the name brand and the paintings on the front, and some people made the children's underwear out of them in later years.
Well, what about potatoes or something? How would you buy those? Did they come in?
Yeah, they came in potato sacks. They were mesh bags. We never did buy too many because I said for a long time my father grew all the potatoes we used as I remember when I was young. He'd grow enough to last us all winter in a garden back there.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
That must have been a big garden.
Oh, he had a big garden. He did.
Well, you said the mesh bags. What color are they? Are those big rough cloth? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, open weave.
Open weave.
Made out of a big heavy string or something like that.
Is that like what a feed or seed or something like that comes in?
No, it couldn't come because a seed would come through it. The meshes were too big for that.
Would there be anything in between a mesh bag and...
Well, now there could be. I don't remember.
Do you carry any kind of bag in the trunk of your car? You know, if you get stuck, you might put it under there to dry. Have you ever heard of anything?
Yeah, but we don't ever have.
What kind of bag would that be?
A tow sack, you mean? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I didn't know, Jeff. No, we don't do that. Because we don't have to go to a place where we're going to get stuck.
Did tow sacks come in different sizes here?
Oh, yeah, feed came in tow sacks. That's what you're talking about. I didn't realize what you meant. Yes, they came. I guess they did came in different sizes.
Mm-hmm. And what about fruit or something? You might come to the store and buy two apples. What were they putting in?
Yeah, we had apples and bananas. And mostly the only time we had oranges was at Christmas. You know, I mean, they weren't a staple in those days like they are now. Oranges were more or less of a delicacy then, as far as we're concerned here, until the valley came in.
And then the valley has changed.
That changed everything in this part of the country. Before, they had to come from California or Florida.
Well, what about if you went to the store, if there was a little corner market or something, and you bought two apples, what would they put that in?
Just a paper sack.
Did paper sacks then come in different sizes?
Oh, yeah. As well as I mean, when I was growing up, they did, yeah.
Well, you said you burned kerosene oil?
In the lamps. Mm-hmm.
What do you have in there now?
That's electric.
So you call the thing you screw in now a